Welcome to Busy Gamer Podcast number 59. We publish BusyGamerNews.com, a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites. And this podcast offers highlights from our site's reviews and feature articles short enough to enjoy during even the shortest commutes.
If you want the week's game releases, comprehensive DLC summaries, and our latest giveaways, visit BusyGamerNews.com. In the podcast, we'll share just our latest gaming adventures in audio form as often as we can.
This episode features our review of Connectimals, a look at Kinect fitness programs, highlights from our holiday gaming haul, and a taste of Girl Got Games' post-holiday walkthrough.
Lols.
I know what you're thinking.
Aha! Your cubs smell something. Probably bunnies.
Can a grown man play Connectimals and still hold on to his dignity?
Welcome to Lemuria. Are you an adventurer? An explorer? A mountain climber, perhaps? Well, you're in luck today, my friend, because you've come to a very special island.
Despite its cute trappings, Connectimals is actually a ton of fun for all ages, and it's actually my favorite of the Kinect launch titles. It's much more fun and engaging than Kinect Adventures, and it edges out Kinect Sports, if only for the immersion factor, and the fact that it has radio-controlled vehicles, including the Warthog and Ghost from Halo. The premise is pretty idiotic, at least if you're older than 12. You're on an island populated by wild, frolicking baby kitties, including tigers, lions, panthers, and ocelots.
Go ahead. Reach out with both your hands and give it a good peck. Be sure to scratch behind those ears.
And there's a flying, talking lemur who guides you around to new areas he conveniently forgets about until you earn enough points playing with your feline friends to jog his memory.
Is that something back there behind the fallen tree? Let me check the map. Oh, it's the old stone circle. I haven't been there in years. Do you want to go?
Whatever. It's the gameplay that makes Connectimals so good. There are a ton of activities to enjoy, from volleying a ball to throwing rubber chickens for your cat to fetch. Like that would ever happen in real life. Racing RC cars and tossing discs through targets. Your kitty helps out, learns the tricks you teach it, and digs up buried treasure.
Go. I'm glad that's not life-size.
I've seen a lot of reviewers pass this game off to a kid to play and simply watch them before reviewing it. What a crock. I'm a grown-up, and I'm somehow not ashamed to admit that I love Connectimals. And I even got a little workout playing it. I think one of the reasons I enjoyed it so much is that I scored a small runner's high during each play session, which averaged about 30 minutes ago. In fact, my only real complaint is that there's no convenient multiplayer mode. You can change players during some of the challenges, but what Connectimals really needs is an easy way to access the core minigames from the main menu for a sort of quick play party mode.
Maybe the two of us and your cub can explore the island together!
The whole Busy Gamer household love Connectimals, from Girl Got Game to our 7-year-old Pikachu fan.
Connectimals is cute and fun and quite the workout. I like playing kickball. Hi-ya! Kicking the ball. If you use your hands, it will know. You basically kick the ball, and you get to play with your cat, and it's so adorable.
I was enchanted by the game from the moment a little girl called for her kitty named Skittles.
Skittles, where are you? There you are. You're my good Skittles. Yes, you are.
I didn't know how deep the game would sucker me in. I've become quite attached to my little wildcat, Romero, and he seems to think I'm okay, too. Not every feline is joining in the love fest, though. Our two house kitties go nuts whenever we play Connectimals. They mule, pace, paw at the TV, and mark everything in sight. If anyone tries to show them a little affection or attention, they tell us to talk to the paw. They are cats, after all. But not my Romero. He's always up for attention, whether it's playing fetch, running in circles, or enjoying a lovely bath. Romero! Romero! There you are. Who's a good boy? You are.
As much as we all love Connectimals, I would suggest that the developers see if they couldn't join forces with Warner Brothers and EA to get a Harry Potter license for the sequel. because a Care of Magical Creatures game with little dragons, three-headed pups, some hippogriffs, phoenixes, and even a bony baby thestral would totally rule.
We're playing for fun. What's one has been won. The bell has been rung. The banners are hung.
If you're like us, each year around this time you vow to try a new fitness program, possibly involving your favorite gaming console. We tried to stick with Wii Fit, but you may recall that it called us morbidly obese based on a pair of highly judgmental data points, height and weight, and that didn't encourage us the way that some Nintendo developers seemed to think it would.
We thought we'd give it another try with Kinect, and here's what we found.
Dance Central offers a workout mode that counts your calories burned while playing, but the game lacks the most basic and important feature for a good exercise regimen, playlists. Pausing after a song to select another one isn't a very effective workout technique. It totally interrupts the flow, and you need 20 to 30 minutes of uninterrupted action for cardio to be effective.
Can't be perfect all the time.
Harmonix may be good at making rhythm games, but seriously, have any of you pasty geek musicians ever been to a gym?
A little more practice could help, I suppose.
Perhaps a patch will eventually address this, but until then, I'll take my workout elsewhere.
I was really disappointed with Dance Central's so-called workout mode. A true workout involves more than waving my hand in the air like I don't care, and it definitely doesn't involve stopping every 3 minutes to watch a self-congratulatory video and then return to the menu to pick another song. As Game Watcher said, I need a playlist. I don't care if you create it or I do. I just need the music to keep on keeping on.
Would someone cue my music, please? Hello?
For me, the gold standard for cardio dance programs has always been Dance Dance Revolution. There were plenty of songs available up front, and you could keep moving until you finished your workout. Or, in my case, slid across the room on the mat. That won't be a problem with my new dance obsession, Zumba Fitness for Kinect. The only thing you need to get up and boogie is a lack of inhibition, and maybe some shades if you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of the neighbors.
Looking good!
Zumba is a fitness craze that somehow passed me by completely in recent years, but now I'm seeing it everywhere. It's sort of like jazzercise with a Brazilian beat and a belly dancing cooldown. Your teacher in the game resembles every exercise class teacher you've ever had.
Nice!
Fashionably dressed, hair in a ponytail, and in better shape than you are now, or ever will be.
Keep it going!
That's where the resemblance ends. She doesn't yell at you, nor does she give off the obnoxious vibe that can make workout classes an exercise in pain. Instead, she calmly encourages you to keep going.
Keep it going!
Exercise class vets will recognize one familiar order, though.
Hey guys, don't forget to drink your water!
Your on-screen instructor uses visual cues to indicate upcoming dance moves. If you're about to start strutting side to side, she'll point the direction you'll be heading. Time to work those shoulders and a violent shimmy? She'll point to them shortly before the music shifts. And so on. Your success level is reflected through the usual trio of colors. Green means you're bringing it.
Nice!
Yellow indicates you're close.
Keep going!
Red is, well, you know.
Don't forget to drink your water.
Your progress is also tracked by a long bar across the bottom of the screen. Once the bar's filled, you get backup dancers and the bar resets. The better you perform, the more backup dancers appear on screen. The game also offers regular encouragement with on-screen messages calling out solid moves, such as good footwork. You won't find today's contemporary hits in this game. Instead, the game calls upon rousing salsas, mambos, and other Latin grooves to keep you shaking and shimmying off the pounds. And if you pay attention, you may notice that your dance steps are part of the lyrics.
Keep it going.
And just when you realize that actually, no, you couldn't dance all night, it brings it down with a belly dance that really makes you feel the burn. I just hope the neighbors aren't watching.
Good evening.
I really wanted to like Your Shape Fitness Evolved. It offers some okay mini-games and assesses your fitness capability and then tailors a program to match. Sounds great, right?
All right, let's play.
Alas, the games themselves are far from encouraging.
We're not hitting the mark with this one.
If you don't get a reasonably high score the first time, you're forced to go through the tutorial again on your next visit.
Let's try this again.
If that's not bad enough, the workout menus integrate DLC that you have to buy separately, and since the menus are so hard to navigate with your hands, half the time you pick content you don't own before getting to try what's on the disc you've already paid for.
That wasn't really what we were looking for.
There should be a way to display just the content you own in the selection menus, but I couldn't find a way to turn this annoying contextual marketing off.
Why don't we give this another shot?
Also, I changed my avatar in the game to a soothing blue, and then I couldn't see the targets in the boxing game because it matched my color. I'm going to try to stick with it, but Ubisoft, you don't make it easy.
Not quite there yet. You should give this one more attempt.
We'll check in later in the year to share whether we can make any of our Kinect workouts stick.
Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
This past Christmas was packed with gamer gifts at the Busy Gamer household. Here's a quick rundown of some of our favorites.
I flew through Assassin's Creed 2 and was hyper excited for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood until I heard, erroneously, that it was basically an add-on pack for Assassin's Creed 2, so I held off. Game Watcher surprised me with a fabulous deluxe version, including a psychotic dock in a box, and I'm so glad he did. Brotherhood actually doesn't feel like DLC. It really is a full sequel. You start in exactly the same place with the same characters as the ending of Assassin's Creed 2. The game does a good job of presenting the story thus far for those joining late, but you'll get more out of it if you finish Assassin's Creed 2 first.
How did you find me?
Mario Auditore, let me hear.
To discuss any story would be a giant spoiler for those of you who haven't finished Assassin's Creed 2 yet, like Game Watcher. But suffice to say that once again, you play as Ezio, a badass assassin who is easy on the eyes and, well, based on the opening scene, kinda easy. Is it hot in here? Anyway, you jump from building to building, run around killing lots of guards, take assassination contracts, open up new worlds. It's Assassin's Creed. This is one game where if you've played one, you really have kinda played them all. The big difference here? Multiplayer. There are several multiplayer characters available, including some familiar, non-playable character faces and even some chicks. Multiplayer is based on assassinations, which can be challenging when there are multiple NPCs running around who happen to resemble your target. It's good for some mindless fun, but don't expect to jump in and dominate. There are some killer players out there, and one of them is holding a contract on you. Right now. Seriously, dude, look out!
Enslaved had a ton of buzz in the Busy Gamer community, and I can see why. It has a great story, the gameplay itself is solid, but not particularly innovative. It's your standard climbing, swinging, jumping, puzzle-solving, third-person action melee-slash-shooter with a teammate you can ask to do some tasks for you, but not actively control.
I'm stuck. There's machinery in the way.
Let me see what I can do.
The story is compelling.
It's compelling!
The action is fun. And it's definitely worth playing. I think the reason it's received such great praise is that gamers are starved for titles with good story. And Enslaved delivers one.
This is the main hangar where they constructed Titans.
Are you telling me we're gonna find a Titan through there?
Most nights I've been pairing it with Rock Band 3 for a little brain cooldown period before bed. I play guitar, and Pikachu Fan found me an overdrive pedal, which means I no longer have to tilt my guitar to activate my boost. You'd think this would be easier, but it takes a little practice and good timing to do it without missing a note. I find it helps to stomp it right when I strum, or after a pause, before a note stream sails in. Speaking of Rock Band 3, I was a little concerned that the orange notes added to the easier modes would make the game too hard. I'm squarely a medium skill level player. I play for fun and to relax, not for bragging rights. But the addition of a few orange notes is actually enjoyable for me and might help me move up to harder difficulty eventually. I've also tried Pro Keyboard, but haven't progressed past the tutorials. Maybe if I'd taken piano lessons, I could jump right in. We're gonna keep Pikachu Fan far away from it, at least until he's learned his scales from his piano teacher, since that's where the tutorials start you. Speaking of Pikachu Fan...
Now let's go back in time and make it Christmas Day. Daddy, Daddy, wake up, wake up! No, that's not how it was. What is it? And now, woo! I've got a Phineas and Ferb game! da 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 da. As you play as Phineas and Ferb and walk around in the Swinter Swunderland, or just at getting pieces for your roller coaster, or other stuff, go in little boxes and get stuff out as Phineas. Repair stuff as Ferb. Talk to Perry and save your game with Phineas. It's an awesome game! Yeah, that's a review.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
Gift cards and video games were two big gift categories this year, which is good news for you. However, did your aunt know what you really wanted for Christmas was a copy of Kabuki Warriors for the original Xbox? Lols. Well, dig out those unopened games and gift cards and get ready to go shopping. This is the only post-holiday video game buying extravaganza walkthrough you'll ever need.
Level 1, the bookstore.
The major bookstore chains will have all the latest video game guides in stock. If by latest you mean books about games we all beat two console generations ago, ignore the main mission, buy a book, and hunt down the special dungeon, holiday gifts clearance table. It won't be marked on the store map, but it's super easy to find. Just walk stealthily past the sobbing wage slave and examine the table. Everything will be on fire sale. If the rival factions Team Jacob and Team Edward have already been there, the table itself will be on fire. Anyway, examine the table and see if there's anything good. If not, ask the sobbing wage slave for directions to the games department. You'll have to win a speech challenge here. Your chances are greater if you choose the polite speech line, or if you're a girl. Girls have natural charisma and always win these speech challenges. Lols. So now you're in the games dungeon. It's going to be really small, and you probably walked by it 3 times, but it's totally worth it. You'll occasionally find a really rare item here. There should be a bunch of video game guides. The shelf says they're alphabetical. The shelf is a lie. An illiterate 12-year-old elf has shoved all the dead or alive guides in the wrong section because the big boss, Mom, was coming, and he was not prepared to fight. Keep looking, though. You might find a Call of Duty Black Ops Limited Edition book, a Halo Encyclopedia, or a Donkey Kong Country Returns official strategy guide. Or you might find a really old beat-up guide for Kabuki Warriors, and you already have that game, so you should totally buy it! Lols! Anyway, there's more. But I totally have finals this week, which is a bummer. But, like, you can find more of this walkthrough online exclusively at busygamernews.com. Lols.
Now open the trap door. Light down lamp down southeast, get the painting. North up, up, get knife and rope down west. Open case, but painting in case. Drop lamp, get sword open. Trap door down north, kill a troll with sword. Drop sword east, out to canyon bottom. North, drop coffin, open coffin. Get scepter, wave scepter, look. Get gold and coffin south is up to canyon. Due northwest with enter house and open bag. Get trolling west with coffin scepter and the golden case. Open trap door and light the lamp.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an @reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. We're also on Zune Marketplace, and we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
If you're like me, when things get tough, you've just got to shake your hips.
Lols.